From Church Leaders, How to Always Have the Spirit to Be With Us, by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The influence of the Holy Ghost is described in the Scriptures as a still, small voice. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 12, see also 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 3, and a voice of perfect mildness, Helaman chapter 5, verse 30. Thus, the Spirit of the Lord usually communicates with us in ways that are quiet, delicate, and subtle. In our individual study and classroom instruction, we repeatedly emphasize the importance of recognizing the inspiration and promptings we receive from the Spirit of the Lord. And such an approach is correct and useful. We should seek diligently to recognize and respond to promptings as they come to us. However, an important aspect of baptism by the Spirit may frequently be overlooked in our spiritual development. We should also endeavor to discern when we withdraw ourselves from the Spirit of the Lord, that it may have no place in us, to guide us in wisdom's paths, that we may be blessed, prospered, and preserved. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 36. Precisely because the promised blessing is that we may always have His Spirit to be with us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. We should attend to and learn from the choices and influences that separate us from the Holy Spirit. The standard is clear. If something we think, see, hear, or do distances us from the Holy Ghost, then we should stop thinking, seeing, hearing, or doing that thing. If that which is intended to entertain, for example, alienates us from the Holy Spirit, then certainly that type of entertainment is not for us, because the Spirit cannot abide that which is vulgar, crude, or immodest. Then clearly such things are not for us, because we estrange the Spirit of the Lord when we engage in activities we know we should shun. Then such things definitely are not for us. The Spirit of the Lord can be our guide and will bless us with direction, instruction, and spiritual protection during our mortal journey. We invite the Holy Ghost into our lives through meaningful personal and family prayer, feasting upon the words of Christ, diligent and exacting obedience, faithfulness and honoring of covenants, virtue, humility, and service. And we steadfastly should avoid things that are immodest, coarse, crude, sinful, or evil that cause us to withdraw ourselves from the Holy Ghost. Through the ordinance of the sacrament, we renew our baptismal covenant and can receive and retain a remission of our sins. See Mosiah chapter 4, verses 12 and 26. In addition, we are reminded on a weekly basis of the promise that we may always have His Spirit to be with us. As we then strive to keep ourselves clean and unspotted from the world, we become worthy vessels in whom the Spirit of the Lord can always dwell. Note, from an April 2006 General Conference Address. Share your experiences. Share your experiences in applying this principle and read the experiences of other youth by going to lds.org/go/23g. End of the article from Church Leaders, How to Always Have the Spirit to Be With Us, by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.